Obviously, today is Memorial Day, and I think a lot of people's minds, you know, Americans, for the most part, generous people, want to give to charities, and boy, how often do we send our money somewhere where we don't really know how it is spent? And a lot of people love to donate to veterans organizations, and why wouldn't you? But there's a new way to make sure that the money that you're giving is going to the right place. We're welcoming on Colonel Peter Metzger, who is the chairman of the advisory board for the Robert Alexander Mercer Veterans Foundation and its new Charities for Vets Initiative. Colonel, thanks for hopping on the program with us today.
Thank you, John. Delighted to be with you and represent the veterans of this country.
And appreciate your service. Marine Corps, correct?
That's correct.
Thank you very much for all that you do. Of course, all of our veterans out there. And I imagine you believe what I say, that a lot of people are generous and like to give to organizations. But boy, there are some out there, maybe they're not even maliciously doing so, but not all the money goes to all the best places. Am I correct in that interpretation?
You are correct, and that, in fact, is the basis for the RAM Veterans Foundation and the Public Information Outreach, which is charitiesforvets.org, which you mentioned. A little fact that your audience might not be aware of, but is absolutely shocking, is that in 2021, in calendar year 2021, nearly $1 billion, with a B, dollars were given to charities we would not recommend,
Whoa.
As opposed to $330 million was given to charities we do recommend. We're trying to correct that imbalance.
So you're saying three times as much money went to organizations not recommended for veterans affairs or, you know, issues with veterans. Three times more went to the wrong people instead of the right people.
Well, what happens is, particularly on a day like today when we all celebrate with barbecues and hot dogs and beaches and things, what we're really doing is thinking about the 1.4 million men and women who've laid down their lives in this country, and many, 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 many wounded, both psychologically and physically. And what we did was we took a look at 78 of the largest charities that purport to be for vets, and that's how we came up with that number, by checking the IRS 990s and various states' attorney reports. What it amounts to is people want to do the right thing. You and I agree on that. They want to support veterans. And a lot of times, slick mailers and commercials will tug at our heartstrings, and we'll take out our checkbook or our credit card, and we'll send it downstream. What we found is, by looking at these empirical data, is that if a couple factors that go into the rating system, if 25% or more is being spent on overhead, we don't think that's a good thing. And conversely, if 75% or more does not go to veterans programs, we don't think that's a good idea. So we're simply trying to do two things. We're trying to educate the patriotic donor group, public, and also to ensure that those charities that we don't think are doing a good job for veterans take a look at their financial management and perhaps get their house in order.
That makes sense, right? Because you want to motivate those organizations to be on the good list instead of the naughty list.
Right.
And I just want to make sure I'm understanding, Colonel, because there are scam organizations out there too, or scam, you know, we're always on high alert for scams right now. And maybe you do identify some of those at the website charitiesforvets.com. But the vast majority you're talking about are ones that just simply allocate the money that they get from people in a way that you would say doesn't go enough directly to those vets.
That's exactly, you stated very clearly. We're trying to make sure that the veterans get the benefits that people want them to get and not have middlemen doing either fraud, waste, and abuse, or by financial mismanagement, not understanding it. There's a case that is pretty highlighted. It's public knowledge now. There's an outfit called Help Heal Veterans, which was founded by a medical doctor, licensed practitioner in the state of Florida, and the employees were his wife and his son. They raised $2.7 million for veterans' causes and put $13,000 of those dollars towards veterans' causes. The rest was put in salaries, overhead, and things like that. We think that's pretty blatant.
Whoa. And the reason you're able to access this information, because if they are a nonprofit, you can access exactly what they're doing, right?
Yeah, it's all public, nothing secret here. It's all publicly available information through the IRS 990s or through the state's attorney generals. And we're not trying to put anybody on report. Again, we're trying to educate people who want to do the right thing and ensure the money goes to where they think it's going to go.
Makes sense to me. CharitiesForVets.com is the quickest way to get there. I see. Oh, .org. Sorry. Okay, yeah. I must have redirected me. Yeah. CharitiesForVets.org, yes. And you see three big buttons for highly recommended, recommended, and not recommended. If someone, can they search for a name in one of the functionalities in case they wanted to look back at a donation they did?
Yes, we list 78 names and the backgrounds and the reason for our rating system. And let me be clear that if someone is not recommended, an organization is not recommended, there is a chance to improve that. If we got something wrong, let us know. If you have audited financials and we reported incorrectly, there's a place on the website for you to come back and say, we think you got that wrong. It's not a forever list.
Right.
It's a work in progress.
Yeah,
what we want to be is what?
Go ahead, sir.
We want to be the consumer reports. We want to be known as the consumer reports for veterans charities and be a force multiplier for the money that's coming into them.
Yeah, because as I'm scrolling through this list, and I don't want to put too many organizations on blast, although this is your interpretation, but there's some names I've heard of that I think are in common lexicon for people that are the view not recommended charities. So people may be a little bit surprised when they see where the money's spent.
Well, as we've gone through this process in the last week or so, I've had more people call and say, I'm reluctant to check on, I've been writing checks for years to this. I'd like to see where it's going. And some are pleasantly surprised and some aren't. But it's really, it's a beautiful thing. We want to make sure our men and women get the things they need and make sure those who aren't managing the finances correctly get a little kick and make sure they get it right.
I do appreciate that you put how much of their overhead they spend percentage-wise, because some are close to that 25% threshold. So maybe, you know, putting on this list, putting them on blast, they can get under that threshold. And it's not an egregious case right now, but it's something that could be worked on.
Yeah. And in fact, for your listeners, if they want to participate, as I said, go to charitiesforvets.org. There's a couple simple ways you can do it. For $10, you can become a Ram Warrior, which is a pretty cool name. And if you want to sign up to be a Ram Ambassador, you simply put your email in there. We'll keep you informed. And another fact that I think would be interesting to you is that for every $100 donated, we have postulated that 3,000 media views will result from that. We also have two billboards up in Times Square as of 2 days ago.
Congratulations. I'm just going to ask, we're out of time, so charitiesforvets.org. I imagine your organization, you would list on the highly recommended charts?
Yeah.
Just making sure.
I think you got that right.
Okay, good. Just making sure that you were in line. I assume so, but you know, I got to ask. I'm a news guy. Colonel Metzger, thanks for your time. Thanks for your service. We appreciate it, okay?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, for sure. charitiesforvets.org.